Relate his glory amongst the nations, among all people, amongst all the peoples, his wonders. So the Radak explains that Hashem will be glorious because he will honour and glorify Klal Yisrael in the presence of all the nations. Until now, we've been downtrodden, we've been despised in exile, and suddenly Klal Yisrael is going to go up to the pedestal that we're meant to be on. Chol Am Nifla Yisrael. Amongst all the peoples, his wonders. Nations are bound only by ethnic similarity or geographic proximity. The bonds of nations in general are purely physical, and they may well lack the common recognition of any divine force. Other nations are impressed by physical power and glory. That's what they relate amongst the nations. Peoples, however, are united by a firm faith in Hashem. They have a deep spiritual awareness. They recognize Hashem's supernatural wonders and they share their beliefs to all other people of spirit. This is the way the Noah Silas explains. So you got to ask yourself the difference between Goyim and Amim. What a Klal Yisrael. Kechol HaGoyim, where what we value is physical prowess, strength. Or is it really our spiritual call? And sadly, there were plenty of people amongst the Jewish people, certainly within the last 100 years. See, kechol hagoyim, let's be like everybody else. And what will define us and determine us as a nation is our ability to stand firm and strong and to defend ourselves. Now that's important. We have to be able to stand up for ourselves. It may not neely meely. Of course we do. It's not the discussion. Question is what defines us. Navi tells us, it's not about physical prowess, it's not about strength, it is about the spirit. That's ultimately what defines us as a nation. That's what Klal Yisrael is. If we think what defines us as a nation is just our physical strength, then there are many, many, many nations that have gone down that route. It never ends up well. It never lasts. It doesn't work in the physical world. It really doesn't. Farsh explains when the unfolding of human power and focus is demonstrated, goy la goy, in the relationships of nations to nations, as closed entities opposing one another, you'll have the courage to stand up and proclaim the wondrous works of Hashem that reveal His greatness. Hashem's greatness and might. But Chol HaAmim, in the midst of human social relationships, where individual personalities interact, wherever it may be, you should also not lack the courage to proclaim the one God through His wondrous works, who's revealed Himself to be the sole true personality. It's the same idea. How are we defining ourselves? What's important to us? And again, as we go into Shabbos, it's obvious that what defines us is not a physical prowess. Otherwise, we'd keep going over Shabbos too. What defines Klal Yisrael is Ki'im Baruchi. Our spirit, our national spirit. That expresses itself perhaps in its strongest way, in its most powerful way on Shabbos when we let go of the physical. When we leave that up to Hashem, we focus on our spiritual core and our spiritual essence. That's what Klal Yisrael is. That's what defines us. That's what makes us unique and special. It never was and never will be about our physical prowess. It's the Jewish spirit that will always be the secret of our eternity.